Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining Heal Thyself, your time, your awareness, your presence. I love you. In the Knowledge Bomb episode right now, we're going to go over erectile dysfunction. We're going to go into the details of how prevalent is it? What are the mental and physical causes? How are we treating it conventionally? And what are the evidence-based natural remedies that we can implement that have been shown in studies to be helpful for erectile dysfunction? What are the roots of erectile dysfunction? How do we heal it? All in this Knowledge Bomb segment. And you cannot miss the special guest segment with Dr. Cam Martin coming in next week. He is so grounded in spirituality in the context of physical health. He goes over, what is happening in the body? How does your body talk to you through disease? Other questions, do past lives exist? What about astrology? We even talk about manifestation. Why are you and everyone else doing manifestation wrong? He gives us the key points, the real deal, banana peel, behind manifestation. I can't wait to get into it. Let's get to this Knowledge Bomb segment on the newest episode of Heal Thyself. Erectile dysfunction, or more affectionately known as ED, is defined as the persistent difficulty in achieving or maintaining an erection sufficient for satisfactory sexual performance. And it's a common condition that affects a lot of men out there. It's prevalent. While about 40% of men are affected by ED by the age of 40, the prevalence arises to 70% by the age of 70. And you may not be 70 years old now, or your partner might not be, but at some point, he will be. So we got to start taking the precautions now. However, erectile dysfunction is not inevitable. It doesn't always happen. It doesn't happen to everyone. So why? We have to start bringing awareness to this, but also young men are experiencing it and we're seeing it more and more. A review published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that the global prevalence of erectile dysfunction was estimated to be about 18% among men. Remember, that's globally. But the number can vary significantly across different regions and populations. There are several risk factors that have been associated with the likelihood or experiencing of ED. There's chronic diseases, and we look at America and we are a melting pot of race as we are of chronic diseases. We are a sick country. There's no way to put it out there. I'm not going to fluff coat it. So when we think about our country being such a sick place, with a lot of chronic diseases, especially a lot of it is nutrition and environmental stuff. When we think about it, of course, it's going to affect our blood, our vessels, our capacity and ability to have and hold an erection. So chronic diseases such as diabetes or hypertension, cardiovascular diseases, hyperlipidemia have strongly been linked with the occurrence of ED. For instance, about 50% of men with diabetes experience erectile dysfunction. What about lifestyle stuff? A lot of people smoke. A lot of people drink excessive alcohol or even alcohol in general. A lot of people in America are obese, and a lot of us lack physical activity. These are known lifestyle risk factors for erectile dysfunction. And the factors can affect vascular health and nerve function. It's both. Our nervous system health and the ability for us to fill up the penile tissue, the vascularity in there with blood. Right? So because it's blocked up. So now we start thinking about, okay, so then how do we work on the nervous system? How do we help the blood vessels? It doesn't happen overnight. This is something that happens early on over time. So we got to start making those interventions now because it's crucial, especially for sexual satisfaction in relationship, right? But there's also psychological factors. Maybe the person is really healthy. Maybe your partner is really healthy. Maybe you listening are really healthy. But things like chronic stress, anxiety, depression, right? A lot of us live with that. Of course, that's going to affect your ability to have an erection or maintain an erection, right? Relationship issues, for sure. If your body doesn't want to have sex with the person that you're with, then it ain't going to lie. It's not going to lie. A really nice barometer of whether or not you should be with someone, at least romantically, is not only are you sexually attracted to them, but do you want to be intimate? Are you held? Are you connected intimately? Because intimacy in relationship is the thing that keeps it going. So when we think about erectile dysfunction, it's not just physical. It has psychological factors, and it's playing a major role in emotional well-being. It's not just that. There's also medications and substances. Certain medications like antidepressants or antihypertensives, they can affect the ability to have an erection, but also drugs that treat prostate conditions can have side effects. So we want to start thinking about, okay, is it something that I'm taking in as a medication too? But it's affecting men. It's affecting our sensitive, already breakable egos, right? The self-esteem and masculinity piece is big. Many men associate their sexual prowess, right? That vigor with masculinity, with that self-worth. So when a man experiences ED, even if he's held by the woman and they're working through it, and there's a lot of unconditional love, that can lead to deep feelings of inadequacy or decreased self-esteem or even perceived loss of that masculinity, leading to more anxiety and depression, which can cyclically worsen erectile dysfunction, leading to relationship stress. Remember, I said stress is a major driver. Sexual failure in the relationship, quote unquote, right? Men begin to avoid intimate situations because of that fear, puts another strain, and again, cyclically even makes it worse. So we have to dial it back and go, okay, is there a psychological cause? What's going on in the man's mind? What is our ability to handle stress and work through stress? What is our ability to open our heart and intimately connect with our partner and know that it's safe? But we know things like vascular diseases, conditions that can affect blood flow. If you're having issues with an erection, it could be an early indicator of heart disease, atherosclerosis. If there's hardening of the blood vessels and you're not getting enough blood flow to the penis, that can happen long term, and we start seeing that in the heart. It can be indicative of things like hypertension or high cholesterol. All those can impair the blood flow to the penis. Neurological disorders, anything that affects the nervous system like Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, stroke, spinal cord injuries, all can disrupt that signal between the brain and the penis. We talked about diabetes. Remember, when there's sugar in the blood vessels, that's not a good thing. That's going to erode the blood vessels. And by causing that erosion or that damage or that insult to the blood vessels, the body in its own intelligence is going to deposit fat, cholesterol, atherosclerotic tissue that is going to act as a callus to protect the areas of the blood vessels that are being insulted by high blood pressure or in this case, high blood sugar. So yes, it's a dietary thing. You've got to make sure you got your diet right. You're eating clean. You're moving away from the processed foods, the high sugar foods. You're moving away from the foods that are metabolically just wrecking you, inflammatory foods. You want to be eating whole foods, all the colors of the rainbow, to make sure you're feeding your body and your blood and your vessels with those necessary antioxidants, good amount of vitamin C, to make sure you have strong vessels. But also it can be hormonal. Low testosterone. A lot of men are suffering with that, especially with environmental factors, hormone disruptors. I've done a whole show talking about how men's penises are shrinking. Little kids being born, their penises are smaller than the earlier generations because of these environmental toxins that we're being exposed to. This is why before we have kids, we want to make sure we're testing our urine. What is our exposure to these nasty chemicals that could be passed down to our child? Any thyroid conditions are going to also cause hormonal issues that are leading to ED. And a lot of you may not know, but kidney issues. Chronic kidney disease can cause chemical changes in the body that affect hormones, circulation, nervous function, energy levels. That can all lead to erectile dysfunction. If you're leading an active life and on the go, always like me, you probably heard about Nuzis, Good Green Vitality. This supplement is a powerhouse for all of you in motion. It is packed with an array of essential nutrients that is fueling your body's engine. Whether you're a fitness enthusiast, a busy professional, or anyone in between, it provides energy and nutrition needed to get your body going, to get you going for the day. The beauty of Good Green Vitality lies in its simplicity. It replaces a slew of individualized supplements and it frees up space in your routine and in your kitchen with one scoop a day. The way I use it every single morning, I'll do 8 ounces of water, put in a scoop, mix it up with a spoon, and take it. I don't do nothing fancy. Sometimes if I want to get crazy, I put it in my smoothie, and it is a go-to for my health and my fast-paced lifestyle. Nuzest Good Green Vitality is a game changer. It's a daily dose of vitality conveniently packed into one powerful supplement to start your journey towards whole body wellness with Good Green Vitality. That's nuzest-usa.com/DRG. Use the code DRG and you get 20% off. Let's chat about something crucial, that is omega-3s. Now, I'm all about keeping things clean and pure, and whether it's food on my plate or supplements in my cabinet. And when it comes to omega-3, Peori's O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil is the best of the best. Not all omega-3s are created equal. Not all omega-3s are pure, clean, even processed or stored in a safe way. So we have to bring awareness that omega-3s are fantastic. They are anti-inflammatory, they help the heart, the brain, the eyes. But Peori is really top of the line. They're transparent, they test every batch, they have rigorous testing, they have over 200 contaminants, and they have a QR code where you can cross-reference the bottle, it's right in front of you. You're getting a potent dose of EPA and DHA without all any unnecessary crap that a lot of these fish oils have. I'm telling you, if you're getting on fish oils, this is the one. This is the one I always prescribe to people. I've been doing it for years, even as a doctor. It is my favorite one out there. They're offering 20% off of their O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil. and all their other fantastic products for you, the Heal Thyself listener. You get 20% off even on top of the already discounted subscription price. Go to Peori.com/DRG. That's Peori.com/DRG. And use the code DRG for 20% off already the discounted subscription price. When it comes to lifestyle, if you're obese, being overweight can lead to conditions like heart disease and diabetes, which we know will lead to erectile dysfunction. We got to get the blood flowing. You can't be sedentary. What's going to strengthen those blood vessels is physical activity. You want to make sure you're moving the body, eating healthy, as I mentioned, moving away from smoking. That's another insult to the blood vessels, just like high blood pressure, just like sugar in the blood, prediabetes, diabetes. So how are we treating or managing erectile dysfunction? Well, in conventional medicine, there's different interventions. One of the most popular ones are oral medications. They're called the phosphodiesterases. They're type 5 inhibitors. And those are the things like Viagra or Cialis or all of those in that family that help bring blood flow to the penis. There's also things like vacuum erection devices. There's penile injections. Yes, people are going as far as to have their penises injected to actually vasodilate the blood vessels and cause an erection. There are penile suppositories that are inserted to the urethra that can help with erection. Sounds very painful. A lot of men get testosterone replacement therapy. That can help. But I'm not here to talk to you about the conventional stuff. I'm here to talk to you about the naturopathic, evidence-based, natural remedies for ED. What are some natural remedies for ED? One of my favorite herbs across the board is Panax ginseng, red ginseng. There are actually some good studies out there on these natural substances for erectile dysfunction. A systematic review published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology found that red ginseng has a positive effect on erectile dysfunction compared to placebo. The active compounds in there, they're called the ginsenosides. They're thought to actually have that pharmacological effect on the penis or on the blood vessels. And it was a meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials. Although they were small, they need more high-quality, large-scale studies. This is really encouraging because we don't have to rely on medication always. We might have to find what really works for us as men, but there are things that are out there. Another one being L-arginine. This is an amino acid, and its efficacy in ED, erectile dysfunction, is linked to its role as a precursor for nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a vasodilator that's improving blood flow. A study in the Journal of Urology found that combining L-arginine with an antioxidant called pycnogenol, it's an extract from the pine tree, actually restored sexual ability to 80% of participants after 2 months. That's incredible. That's L-arginine and pycnogenol. When L-arginine is alone, the results drop down more. So we have to start studying what are the combinations out there that are safe and effective and can be taken long-term for men suffering with ED. Yohimbine is from the yohimbe tree bark, and it's being studied for its potential in treating ED due to something called an alpha-2 adrenergic receptor blocking capability. A review in the Cochrane database of systematic reviews concluded that yohimbine is superior to placebo in the treatment of ED. Again, small studies, but we're starting to see encouraging things, especially as we see more rigorous results. DHEA. Research on DHEA includes a study published in Urology that showed that men with ED were more likely to have low levels of DHEA. And a subsequent trial found that men receiving DHEA were more likely to achieve and maintain an erection than those with placebo. But remember, you got to talk to your doctor before taking these things to make sure it is safe for you. Acupuncture actually has a role in treating ED and has been explored with mixed results. A systematic review in Sexual Medicine Reviews analyzed the efficacy of acupuncture with psychogenic ED, the things that are in our head. And they found some evidence that there's actually some benefit. So we want to start exploring what are the integrative things that we can do as a whole to make sure that we're treating the physical, the mental. Remember, it's not just herbs that you need to take or any of these nutraceuticals. It's really about getting to the root. Relationship with your partner. Are you intimate with your partner? Do you feel safe with your partner? Are you addressing stress, the anxieties that you're living in? Are you allowed to express emotions that are giving you anxiety? And really, you want to look at the things like hypertension and diabetes and lifestyle, the alcohol, the smoking. We want to make sure we get to the root of erectile dysfunction and not just think about getting herbs. But talk to your doctor. I really hope this knowledge bomb helped you with erectile dysfunction. Thank you.